welcome to this episode of Exposition, the Arts and Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and joining me in the studio today is Jenna Brock, one of the leading saxophonists in the Southeast Missouri Jazz Band.
I am a junior here at SEMO, and I actually study business administration and music with a minor in jazz and commercial music.
So a busy schedule is what I'm hearing.
Absolutely. Time management is crucial.
Okay, well, let's get a little bit into that music portion. I believe you're in the upcoming spring jazz band concert that's coming up.
Yes, I am. It's our Sammy Nestico concert.
Oh my. What does that mean?
Sammy Nestico is a wonderful arranger. He recently died. It was in 2021. He passed away, but he did a lot of arrangements for the Count Basie Orchestra, which is kind of big, and you'll see a lot of not only college jazz bands, but high school and middle school jazz bands playing a lot of his music, and because he recently passed, we thought it'd be cool to do a tribute concert to him.
That's really interesting. And what goes into preparing a piece and concert like that?
So Dr. Brito does a really good job of programming our concerts, and the fact that this is a Sammy Nestico concert, so most of our pieces will be Sammy Nestico. But we throw in a couple other fun ones too, some Dizzy Gillespie. We got Michael Bublé also.
Oh, fun.
But really, we do 6 to 7 songs per concert, and we rehearse twice a week. A lot of that is going straight down the music, learning what we need to do to play together. And then we have sectionals where we learn our individual parts and how to work as a section. So we're rehearsing 2 to 3 times a week every week, and takes a lot of detailed work to get it done.
Right. I know part of music, a lot of it is independent practice and then coming in for rehearsals and actually fitting the pieces together.
Absolutely. Yes.
Would you say it's a challenge to do that?
It can be. You have to really focus with a metronome and staying in time, but also getting the style right. You want to have the style right for yourself. And then you have to be able to bring that in to rehearsal with your section or with the whole band to be able to fit it together and portray the same type of music. So,
awesome. From what I know, you're the principal saxophone player as well.
I'm the lead tenor player.
Lead tenor.
We kind of work together, me and our lead alto. We work together to run the section. Yeah.
Okay, cool. And I noticed you do a fair bit of soloing. Is that improvised or do you write your solos?
Most of my solos are improvised. There are times where there's a written out solo on the page that I take inspiration from, but a lot of it is improvised or like through rehearsal and practice. You get general ideas and concepts that you want to work through, but really a lot of it is what comes out in the moment and how you feel in the moment.
Oh, so every time you're going to a live performance, it's fresh and it's what it is.
It's something new every time. Yeah.
Is that nerve-wracking?
It can be, but I've been playing jazz since I was 12 years old. So it's something that I've gotten used to, and it's more exciting than nerve-wracking at this point.
I think that's all I have about the jazz concert. I always like to open up the floor to my guests. Is there anything you'd like to note about the jazz concert? Maybe the dates, if you've got them off the top of your head?
Absolutely. So our jazz concert is actually going to be April 14th at 7:30. So that's our Tuesday, and that's when our normal regular jazz concerts are, on that Tuesday. Yeah, we're really excited. We've got Haley Hudson is our vocalist, and she's doing a wonderful job singing with us, and we enjoy working with her a lot. Other than that, I think it's just going to be a really exciting and fun concert for us to play.
Awesome. Thanks for coming in and speaking with me about the jazz concert.
Absolutely.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Exposition, the Arts and Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and I will see you next time.